What is going on, gents? It's RPM here. The modern woman has made it crystal clear that they are not interested in the vast majority of men today. However, there is a silver lining. Men now have more options available to them. Pay for play, passports, monk mode, and of course, the synthetic companion. With so many brands out there, such as WM, JY, SE, and for gamers, Game Lady, you can find or build the perfect companion and continue to watch modern women experience this. The wall is undefeated. When you're ready, search the doll form to get started. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as I was perusing the new line of synthetic companions and new companies, I came across this very interesting article. And yes, once again, the stranglehold that women have over sex that they love to weaponize is being taken away. Now, this article was published on the 4th of February inside of Berlin's Cy Brothel, the world's first AI brothel using virtual reality synthetic companions. Wow! You see, ladies, technology will move forward. There will always be a different lane for men to choose beyond you. Now, this is, of course, in Germany. Now, prostitution is legal in Germany, as are other aspects of the sex industry, including brothels, advertisement, and job offers through HR companies. Full service sex work is widespread and regulated by the German government, which levies taxes on it. I find it very ironic. We live in a country that has legalized weed, marijuana. A man can literally go to a dispensary and get himself some happy plants. However, we still have not fully legalized pay for play. Why? Because we all know the labor of a man has to be driven by the desire for sexual content, for a sexual release. But that's neither here nor there. Spicy workers. Screw that. Screw all of the quote unquote censoring. Sex workers must now compete with artificial intelligence as the world's first AI brothel pioneers the future of sex. At first glance, Berlin's Cy Brothel operates like a traditional escort business. Private suites can be booked for a few hours or overnight, and clients choose their companion from a list of seductive names like Bimbo or Miss Schmidt. But the Berlin's Bordello's futuristic edge lies with its workers. At Cy Brothels, patrons share company with life-size synthetic companions instead of human sex workers. Bimbo, Kokeshi, and company can't move or speak, but clients interact with them in the virtual realm, donning VR headsets to watch immersive 4D porn featuring their favorite sex bot. Talk about a massive game changer. But as we all know, this technology, they will do everything in their power to keep it from coming to America. And of course, I'm going to go into my reasoning why after the article. They also have the option to sext with the doll's AI persona, thanks to a raunchy, purpose-built AI language model. Cybrothel is the first in the world to fill its brothel with immersive AI, and co-owner Matthias Smetana told news.com.au his business was on a quest to develop the next generation robot dolls that will respond to touch and speak in real time. The AI sex specialist said Cybrothel attracted sex industry veterans looking for a more innovative experience, and first-time visitors were drawn to the pressure-free environment. Quote, unquote, if you are here, the only person who can judge you is yourself, Smetana said. We have a lot of people who have never been in touch with sex work, who are really down to try it, but are looking for a safe space. If you face performance anxiety, this does not go on in Cybrothel, as you are dealing with sex toys, not humans. Smetana said Cybrothel is a beacon of an evolving sex market. Germany's sex trade has been declining in recent years, with the number of registered sex workers down 30% compared to pre-pandemic numbers. Oh yeah, ladies. Oh yeah. AI is replacing you in a lot of areas in life. And personally, I welcome it. Traditional clients will be gone in the next 10 to 15 years, Smetana said. So I think right now the sex industry will move on more in the VR direction. Having sex in the digital world and the physical world at the same time. Could this Berlin brothel be a glimpse into the future of Australia's own sex industry? Emma Bennett, senior manager of the award-winning Townsville brothel, Onyx, doesn't see her Aussie clientele embracing sci-fi sex. Of course, they had to bring a woman in, and of course, we know women fear competition. Quote, unquote, what our customers crave is human touch and connection. At the end of the day, there's only one type of human sexual interaction, and that is the real thing, she said. That statement right there lets you know that this woman is severely out of touch with what men truly want. Bennett doubts the Australian clients would be interested in paying for sex without the quote-unquote irreal emotions skin to skin. Yeah. When you look at Australia, that is one of the worst feminist countries on this planet. Yeah. You should really ask your clientele, Because believe you me, there are more men who more than likely will be willing to venture out into this unfound territory. Why? Because the women have become such pains in their asses, they'll look for any way to escape them and the stranglehold over sex that they willed to control men. Excuse me. Sexologist Alice Child said Cybrothel's AI sexual experience could offer a safe space for people to explore their sexuality. But there's always a but when it comes to women. But the Sydney-based sex educator warned against using AI to replace human intimacy or as a way to avoid confronting anxieties. Once again, gentlemen, do not take the other option. Oh, no, 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 no. You need to fall on your sword and continue to try and chase down real life women. That way they can keep extracting your resources for the government. No. Quote unquote, as a place without judgment is a place without vulnerability, and sex is inherently vulnerable. Once again, the fear of competition is being thoroughly broadcast by these two women. If you fear being intimate, avoiding sex over the long term by using AI might rob you of the ability to have that really human experience with someone, she said. Well, well, well. Like I said, gentlemen, those two women fear the competition that AI is going to bring. However, like I said before, technology like this in America, they will do everything in their power to keep this from coming. Why? Because this Western system knows as long as women keep their stranglehold over sex, far too many men are still going to do what they believe they need to do in order to get such sex, in order to get that quote unquote intimacy, which we all know is bullshit anyway. It's bullshit. Women have sex with intimacy. For us men, it is just a physical fucking release. Nothing more, nothing less. But as we all know, women over here and quote unquote hyperinflation, wholeflation, far too many women have priced themselves out of the relationship market. Not the sex market. We know the sexual market and the relationship market are two different markets. Yes, women control the sexual market all day, every day. However, the other side of that coin, men control the relationship market. And women, no matter how much you try to jerry-rig the system, you cannot get a relationship without giving up sex. You see, us men, we can get sex and not give you a relationship. And that is something that women utterly despise. Once again, the irony. We live in a country that has legalized weed, marijuana, but not pay for play. Far too many women and their OnlyFans, they want to be able to peddle the illusion of the possibility of sex without actually having to give up the sex. But that's all fair. That's all fair. You have women out here saying that, oh, if a man is only making $50,000, then he shouldn't date. Gentlemen, if you're making $50,000, don't date. In America. Yeah. Yeah. Remember, gentlemen, you are the one who makes the ultimate decision on what woman gets your resources. Women over here, the vast majority, they're unworthy. So, just my friendly advice, whether you take it or not, that's up to you. Get you a synthetic companion for home. Save the rest of your money. Date outside of America. Whatever country you want to go to, of course, be on your P's and Q's. Look at all the geopolitical situations, crime and all that stuff. Do your research and simply date abroad. Come back. You got your synthetic companion for home to keep you company till your next trip. There you go. Winner, winner, chicken fucking dinner. Now, of course, there's always the option to pay for play, because you know far too many women are out here making back alley deals. However, me personally, I would not trust a normie woman. Why? Because for me, I found my lane. I like my lane. The massage parlor. Organized. Good. Those women there, they have to take STD tests. They have to be cleared. And there's more discretion with them as opposed to the normie woman. The normie woman, oh, no, 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 no. She does not have to tell you whether or not she might be potentially burning. There are women out there who, if you suggest getting an STD test, they will find that offensive. What? You don't trust me? What? You think something's wrong with me? Yeah, bitch, I don't trust you. Any woman who would balk at the idea of getting an STD panel done, gentlemen, you should run. I mean, run like the Flash. Get out of there. That woman has something to hide. And yeah, there have been far too many women who have given their husbands or boyfriends STDs and then gaslit them into believing that they gave the woman the STD. Oh, no, 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 no. But in regards to quote unquote human trafficking, which is something that they love to use as the big reason to not actually legalize pay for play, I find that the absolute most ironic thing. Why? Because as we speak, the largest human trafficking operation in history is going on right in front of everybody, and nobody wants to say a damn word about it. Yeah, I'm talking about the migrant invasion. But, oh, that's an opportunity for us to get on our moral high horse and feel good. Yeah, no. No. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Personally, if someone were to invest in something like this over here in America, I would damn sure invest in it. Why? Because it's time for Western men to take away the quote unquote stranglehold that women hold over sex that they use to keep men quote unquote simping. Yeah. Now, you don't have to actually use pay for play, but I believe it should be an option. And trust and believe, ladies, if pay for play were fully legalized, if a man was able to go to a dispensary and a brothel, oh, guess what? A lot of problems in society would be solved. Mm-hmm. And I'm all for it. And for you women out there who continue to believe that you're going to use sex as a weapon, as a reward / punishment system to keep men in line or thirsty to chase after you, this system right here proves beyond a shadow of a doubt the power of the poon you held for so long is going out. Feminism and the idea of keeping men sexually starved and frustrated to where we'll do anything to get with you and accept any bad behavior, oh no, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, when men have said enough is enough and that your box is no longer worth it, guess what? Other options will open and those men will take said options. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.